Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Gar Lenander with some information that's transpiring as we speak. As we know, the market has been all over the board. It was up, down, and down, and down, and then up and down.
And sideways.
So we're going to have to talk about that a little bit. But I've got a couple of things I want to bring up first before Leanne takes over and talking about the market. I'm getting a lot of information from insurance companies talking about their raising the costs or the premiums on their universal and their indexed life policies. We talked about that a couple, 3 weeks ago very briefly, but there's a couple of things that people need to do. If you've got a policy, a universal or an indexed life policy that's more than 7 years old, it's imperative. It's not important. No, it's imperative that you check with your policy, check with your company, to see if that policy is going to throw up on yourself and lapse. And a lot of these policies are just absolutely not going to make it. The problem is low interest rates have killed these contracts. And the cost of insurance has gone up and up and up. And the interest earned by these policies has gone down and down and down. And the companies are not making the money on those policies that they anticipated they were going to do. So you need to look at your policy. You need to get a hold of the company and ask for a statement. And if that statement is not what you want, you better be looking at it very carefully. In fact, what you should do is look at a couple years in a row of statements. And if your values are going down, even though you're putting money into that thing, you need to be very careful what's going to happen. The question.
Why don't you give the listeners some idea of what an indexed insurance policy is and what the universal life is?
Well, the universal life was the policy that came out 25, 30 years ago where some of the risk is transferred over to the policyholder. Well, the policyholder here, unlike the old whole life contracts where everything was guaranteed, you didn't need quite as much money to keep the policy going. Now, the interest rates have hurt it dramatically. An index policy is one that follows an indice. It does not follow the investments necessarily of the insurance company totally. And both of those are based on current assumptions, and they can hurt you. Now, if the interest rates are going up, you're in good shape. But if they're not, you could be very dramatically hurt. So you need to see what is my guarantee, how long they're going to last. And if somebody needs help, I'd be delighted to help them with that because you don't want that all of a sudden to say, oh, this thing is going to lapse on me. There is no perfect answer on these, and several of the major players have already raised their costs, their rates. The other thing I want to talk very briefly about is paycheck insurance. Many, many, many small business owners are sitting there with assets probably in the terms of millions, and they have no paycheck insurance. Paycheck insurance is simply insurance that's going to continue paying you money if you're disabled or hurt. You insure your car, you insure your boat, you insure your snowmobile, you insure everything that you own, but your most valuable asset is your ability to get up in the morning and go to work. And people don't insure that. And it's horrible when one of these small business owners becomes disabled through an illness or an accident and they lose their business. And that's exactly what will happen. Because
they're taking on a risk there.
The risk is, everything is risk is totally, totally upon the business owner for that survival of that business. And if they don't have insurance on that paycheck, they're going to lose everything.
When you don't have your life covered through life insurance or through disability insurance, the risk is to you for disability insurance and the risk is to your family.
That's right. So it becomes terrible that people lose what they have. And it happens, unfortunately, way too often. Now, we've talked a little bit about risk in life insurance and risk in paycheck insurance, but we've also had a little risk this week, Leanne. The ball game's, it's your ball game now.
The risk in the markets.
That's right, the risk in the market.
Well, we've seen a lot going on in the market since the first of the year. It's been all over the board. It's up 300, down 400, up 500, down 500, depending upon what you're investing in. It has been all over the board, and it makes a person nervous. But I think what people have to understand is our economy has been doing well. And a lot of this turmoil has done with the stability of China and what's going on in different places overseas, and then, of course, the price of oil. But when we talk about risk and we talk about volatility, you need to think about a couple things. First of all, how are you allocated? In other words, what kind of investments have you got? Have you got individual stocks? Do you have exchange-traded funds? Do you have mutual funds? Do you have ETFs? What about annuities? There's different risk levels in these different types of investments. Garwin, why don't you cover annuities? Because that's one that so many people keep questioning. But they are like, well, really like a cushion for a lot of the other things that can give us more return but not give us the risk value we want.
Well, annuities are very unique in the fact that they're all issued by life insurance companies. And there's really basically two forms. There's the variable annuity and the index annuity. Well, we also have a fixed annuity, but we don't see that often. But the variable annuity has the ability to have tremendous growth, just like the stock market. The danger there is that it also has the danger of losing tremendous amounts of money, just like
the
stock market.
Or going down.
Going down. So you have the risk and reward. What's your risk? The risk is you could lose a lot. The reward is you could gain a lot. And that's the danger of a variable annuity. There's place for variable annuities. There's nothing wrong with them. But most older people don't really like the variable annuity. Now, the index annuity is a little different. The index annuity, you don't have the possibility of so much gain. Your risk is less. But your reward is you'll never lose your principal. In other words, if you've got $1,000 in there, I guarantee that's going to be that amount of money forever. People take their money to the banks and buy CDs. The risk is zero, but you don't get much return. Well, index annuities, the risk is zero, but you get better returns than a CD. So the benefits of risk and reward are very well laid out. Now, Leanne, where would you go from going from annuities into investments?
Well, when you're looking at moving up the ladder and saying, here's at the bottom of the ladder are my CDs, our annuities, and you start to go up the ladder, there are some things there that you should look at. You do have bonds, and when you're having bonds, you are getting income, but the value of those bonds can change. But they're not going to go up and down as fast as things like individual stocks. Now, you're going to make more from individual stocks. Bonds will give you income, but stocks will give you growth. And there you have different kinds of growth depending upon how aggressive you are or how conservative you are. If you're looking at GE, believe me, that's been around a long time. That stock is there. That's a big stock. It's giving dividends. The great big stocks are going to be much more comfortable for the individual that's older because they give dividends and their share price doesn't move as much, which means that once you bought the GE stock, you bought it at one price, it's not going to jump up and fall real fast as long as you are aware that it's a big company versus a smaller company versus a new company or a really small company that has just come out. So you look at your stock and you say, okay, what do I want that stock to do for me? you want that stock in particular to give you dividends, and it's a big stock, and you can count on it. Now, when you get into the more aggressive stocks, then you're going to take on more risk, but when you take on more risk, you're going to have more growth. Then you go to the mutual funds. What do you have at mutual funds? That's a whole group of different stocks, and therefore your risk is cut down again. So you're going to see that these mutual funds will go up and down, but when they go up, you have a lot of stocks within that mutual fund that's going up. When they go down, there's going to be stocks that inside of it that will go down. So you look at the risk associated with your comfort level. You're going to have individual stocks. What kind of stocks do you want? You're going to have mutual funds. That's going to go more for diversification, and there's different kinds of mutual funds out there. And so you divide them up, and you decide how risk-averse you are or how aggressive you are. So these are some of the things you have to look at, and this market has really been all over the board. So, Garwin, when we look at annuities, we look at what?
Well, you look at what is your risk tolerance, and I like annuities for my senior clients because they don't like a lot of risk, and yet they want a reasonable return, and that's why I like the index annuity. Now, having said that, I also have a couple of clients that I'm in the process of putting fixed annuities in. Why? Because they are in their 80s, and they want zero risk with absolute guarantee returns. No problem there. We could do a fixed annuity. That's guaranteed at a little over 3% for the next 5 years. Done. That's all we have to worry about. So the amount of risk and return, totally based on what the needs or their wants or the desires of the client. Variable annuities, again, as I said, have the ability to grow dramatically, but they also have the ability to grow, to go backwards and lose your shirt on those. So those are the things that people have to be very, very careful about.
And one thing people can think about very carefully is if they want to cut their risk, they can also look at putting their money in over time. In other words, you don't have to put a whole big lump sum in. You can do this even with annuities, correct?
Absolutely, yes. You can do a monthly pay plan, and that works out very, very well.
And so you can do this with stocks. You can do it with mutual funds. You do it with your 401Ks, your retirement plans, and that cuts back your risk.
Well, you look at what is your risk tolerance.
You want to cut down your risk. If the market goes up, you'll buy fewer shares. If the market goes down, you buy more shares, but you're averaging out the cost of your shares, and that's very, very important. That consistency is important because long term, you will have good growth.
There is no perfect answer to this investing, but what you're just saying there, Leanne, is to spread your volatility over a period of time by monthly or quarterly or whatever payments. So
right, you're spreading your risk and you're spreading your dollars, and that dollar cost averaging or in investing in a consistent basis makes a big difference down the line.
Leanne, we're running out of time. Give your phone number, please.
The phone number is 651-365-5000.
And my number is 651-436-3997. I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.